Fine, we're holding on. Perek Yud Aleph. Lishmo maybe Simcha b'tuv leivo. Mekayem the mitzvah as an act of kabbalas of Malchus Shemayim. The difference between the sukkah when he was singing in America, Vakol Sudan, everything, whatever, as opposed to the sukkah that they set in there when the Nazis were hunting them. Because then you're doing it because of the art, the Hegesh Pnimi. So I just want to have a few of that looking for me. I don't notice though, the phone is in the. Okay, we'll talk about the simcha is a yesod godly chinuch of other people and ourselves. The makor, the shayresh, the root, the source of simcha comes dafka. Is dafka from overcoming the difficulties. It atzmut keneged hamenias v'lo hanoiches hakalot. L'chein kolot anu mechapsim kalot v'nochot v'avoides Hashem. That means, when we're looking for the easy path, the path of least resistance in avoides Hashem, kitzurei derech v'lo is moidedus me'etgarot, anu nishka v'etzem v'shuv v'shuv dafka koish v'mordet mitzarim simcha. The ickest book that a person gets from anything is overcoming difficult challenges. You have a difficult challenge, you have a difficult problem, you sit at it, you work at it, you look at it, you play with it, you struggle with it, you battle with it, and then you have a tzlocha, there's no greater feeling. Wherever the area is, whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody
ever talk about? Yeah, absolutely.
Things that just come easy and they flow and whatever, and I call the seder, okay. You don't get an inner sense of satisfaction, inner sense of feeling. If you have to give your children difficult challenges to overcome, not challenges that are beyond their capabilities, difficult challenges, because it's only simple they're going to get. If you just make it easy for them and do everything for them and you don't want them to ruffle their feathers, then you're making miserable kids. You have to give them difficult challenges to overcome.
You can do what you want. You can go.
The Ika definition of simcha is, there are a few definitions, but one of the definitions is do what you're supposed to be doing, not necessarily what you want. When you do what you're supposed to be doing, that also breeds simcha. You do the right thing, you want simcha, even if it's terrible, even if it's horrific, it was the right thing to do. You're on a ferry on the Hudson River. Not the nicest place to go swimming. So you're on a ferry on holiday and you're going down the Hudson River and somebody falls overboard. Is the right thing to do to jump in and save their life? You can swim. Of course. If you can't swim, then it's the wrong thing to do to jump in and save their life. Obviously, you're a lifesaver. The right thing to do to jump in and save them, yeah. Is it going to be horrific? Or are you kidding? You're not going to get rid of the stench for a week.
Smell.
The Hudson River, so you don't know what I'm talking about.
That's in New York, right?
Yeah. But it's a sewer, basically.
Oh, really?
I think a fair.
It's gotten better.
Okay, but let's talk about in its worst time. Whatever, yeah. Let's not get stuck in the Hudson River. So the right thing to do is to save the person. Is it a nice thing to do? No. Would you ever forget the simcha, the satisfaction, and the simcha you got from that moment, even though it was horrific? Of all the holidays you ever had, that'll be the highlight of your life. You saved the life. At what price? Ugh. You were bringing up and whatever from the stench, okay? But you saved the life. It's partial. Everybody knows that. So why are we always looking for shortcuts and easy? And because you don't get simple from that. You get miserable from that. When the guy was at work and he was working and had a job and he had challenges to deal with, everybody was a happy, normal guy. Then he retires. What happens? What? Now, this is what he was working his whole life for.
Okay,
to just sit nothing and play, but how many times a year? Not everyone can afford to play golf. But whatever, I'm just saying. Now he's got time to do whatever he wanted to do. And he's miserable. Because it's just there's no challenges, there's no resistance, there's no weights in the gym. He's doing exercise, there's not pushing weight. You need to have resistance. Okay.
Then we must love the power that comes from our wife, right? Because when you overcome it,
we don't discuss personal problems. Dugma nosef is kashadam reitze lachzor aman pei vav at the bottom there. Kadam lachzor b'tshuva l'taken es drocho miyad mizdachelet b'liboy tolaot hayush u'machresemes, big words he's using, yeah? Kol chelka teiva. When he's got a kol nisayna of a rabbim shol cheres u'miyad zichrena lan banamichim ezruchoy v'shoivim esitzayna. When he wants to do tshuva, he wants to improve his ways. Whatever, in whatever area he decides he wants to start uplifting himself in a certain area, wants to be more, whatever. The minute he starts thinking about all the times he failed, and he starts thinking about all the negative stuff, and he goes deep and deep into just the yush, and then he just decides that it was a good idea, but that's what it's going to remain as a good idea. And he just becomes broken because he really wanted to, but he just couldn't, and at the end of the day, because he's done this before and it didn't work, and then he starts remembering, well, I did this time, that time, it's something bad, and I did this, and I want to shmendika and דוגמה לכך אנו מוצאים כאשר עולו שבי הגוילה, מגוילה סבובו, וברואי שם איזו הסופר הבני איזו שבורים ודודוכים, ואז פוינה עליהם לכם מי הבואים אליהם. וכלל ישראל הוא אוהלה מבובו, with Ezra, off to the Golus, and they came home. And they were very miserable and depressed after the Chuban Rishon, and they were coming back, and they had to divorce their wives. They said, no, what's up, Pashut, in the lives of Klal Yisrael. Nehemiah said to them, "Vatem al ta'atzvu, ki chet vas Hashem hi ma'uzchem, och lemantakim v'shos v'mashmanim, ki kodesh hayom l'adoneinu." He says, then don't be sad, because you are chet vas Hashem. What's chet vas Hashem? The precious ones, the beloved ones of Hashem. Go eat your fine foods, your sweet foods, your fat foods, because you're a kodesh hayom la'adonai. You're a kodesh hayom la'adonai. We are separate and kodesh and connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom.
Therefore, when you eat,
you're chet v'sashem leitz, but therefore go eat mantaki, which also mashmanim, ki kodesh hayom la'adonai. Exactly, yes. Exactly. Shabbos? Why do you have to wait for Shabbos? Kol Shabbos or Tudava.
That's what I said.
Kol Shabbos or Tudava. Does it come to the Friday Vard? Know exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. The Chazal Mavur Shidobazek Rachesh B'Yoim Rosh Hashanah. This happened on Rosh Hashanah. This speech of Nehemiah was the Rosh Hashanah Drosh. Rezel Hashavim in Agoyla. He's born into the Tafnit HaChada Shebematzovim. And Choshe Sayerina Ruchnez Bemola Uza. This was on Rosh Hashanah. Klal Yisrael had come back from the Golus, and they started thinking about how low they had sunk. Terrible spiritual matzah. Over like 70 Shana, when he died of a matzah Kukashe, 70 years. From Paul and Matzushan, when they came back to build by Shani in 70 years, was a plummet in Ruchnez. Most of the nation, Achele Godel, was assimilated. Not different to what we see in America today. And the rest of the world. Imagine, these were people who saw the vice rishon. 2,000 years later in America, after the Golus. We're talking about people who, 20, 30 years after the vice rishon, were marrying chicks. That's called the Yerili Ruchnez. They were very, very miserable when they saw their matzah. Nehemiah came along and gave them a derech acheres. There's another way out of this mess. Chadsha shetoitzio itam min ha-matzah. Chadosha, something new. They took them out of that matzah. Ki kodosh hayom la'adoneinu. Hayom hazeh, Rosh Hashanah. Al tis'atzu b'cheshbon ha-nefesh. Don't spend the day in cheshbon nefesh and not beating yourselves up. Ain't maskirin chet for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to think about your sins. Rosh Hashanah, you don't have any sins. V'yom hazeh aleichem liskor dover echad. Today there's only one day. What are we doing on Rosh Hashanah? Hashem Melech, kabolus amalchus shamayim. L'kabel al atzmeinu michadash es Hashem izbarach b'kol matzav u'b'kol t'nai. The same way as Hashem accepts us, no matter what, no matter how low you are, no matter where you fall into, no matter what you're doing, Hashem is there for us, accepts us. We have to accept ourselves also. The call matzah for the call tonight, unconditional love of ourselves. Beinan im. Marshall said, Lord, live tov, the naim avuroi. Even if what Hashem does is good for me and it's very comfortable and it's nice. So, Beinan shu oiseli rabba kashe. He does so many things that look terrible and hard. Kabbalah ma'ein zuhi lo chazore b'tshuva greida. Ki kabbalah ma'ein kabbalosa shoge abo litgayer. This Kabbalah is not a just being chazore b'tshuva. That as well. It's a Kabbalah ma'ein kabbalosa shoge abo litgayer. It's like becoming a ger. It's a transformation of oneself. So what is this gear? Why do we have a gear? I'm through. I just made some mistakes and I want to be plays a betruva from my mistakes. That's Yom Kippur. That's not Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is gear shebo shenizgaya. Moshe shenu v'yomas. Tana rabon. Rice in yomas. Gear shebo nizgaya bizman hazeh. Oimrim lo. Bizman hazeh means there. In terms of the Gemara, I don't know, in terms of the Tanoi, the Raisa, I don't know what we say today.
What made you think to come in the Gaia?
That's right. As man as they dovim, the chufim, schufim, umutolfim, the yasurim, goyamalayim. You not know that Kali Shal is pursued and tormented and tortured and all these words, I don't know what they are. Terrible yasurim and sufferings are coming upon there. They're the lowest of the low. Imam Yadani, Rani Kadai, the company myself says, yeah, I know about it, and I'm fine. That's what I want. As you accompany me, Yad. The British Rashi, Rani Kadai, the Aini Royli Shtatev Pitsaros and Ami Yetin, the Eske Laka. He says, I'm not fitting to Mitzaref, to Mishtatev in the Tsar of Klal Yisrael. Who will give me the schus that I'll be able to be sent there to join in the Tzar of Klal Yisrael. I want that. Klaima, get tzedek, kashir ubole kabel al atzmo, is basay in this. Get tzedek, when he comes to makabel upon himself, the true dat, the makabel gav al manat shehi lo tzora is for several commandments wrong. What comes with that? You're gonna have a rough time, kid. This is not a picnic being Jewish. And you're prepared to join in that tzoros. With me who lo, kabbalos amuch shemaim shelo yilo al menat shema'ata ve'elech yichyeh chai ta'anugot. You want to become Jewish because from now on in it's going to be geshmak. Now you've got all the protection and you've got all the Jewish businesses and you can get loans from the Jewish banks. That's why you want to become, that's the problem. You become Jewish because you're prepared to go into Auschwitz and share in the suffering, and alavai I'll be able to be zeichet to that, then you magaya. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's all of us. Im lagoy nitna schut litgayer. Sorry, other rabba. Fani sakta aloha baramba. The fikach lo koblu based in geirim, kol yamei dovid, v'shlomo b'mei dovid. Now, you know, when Mashiach comes, there's no more geirim. If you know anybody wants to magaya, you should do it soon, but Mashiach's coming very soon, and then there's no more geirim. Where do we see that? In the times of David the Shlomo, there was no Gairim. Based in what? Makabal Gairim in the times of David and Shlomo. Let's see what that's about. Kol yomei David v'shlomo by David, Shema min ha-pachad chozu. David HaMelech, they couldn't accept Gairim because of the pachad. They were so scared of the Jews that they didn't want to become a Gair because they didn't want to be dealt with by David. David was taking care of a lot of when he was fighting wars and slaughtering and killing lots of people, and they wanted to be on the safe side, so they would magaya as pachad. We don't let them. We may shleima shemim b'shvila malchus v'atoyva g'doyle shabbat Yisrael. In the reign of Shlomo Melech, the Jewish people were at the pinnacle of the world. The entire world came and bowed down to Shlomo Melech. Being Jewish was a good thing. Being Jewish was a very possible thing because the world was run by the Jews. Everybody came to Shlomo Melech and bowed, and all the kings of the world came, and they're all mishtachaveh to Shlomo Melech. So you want to become Jewish because you want to be on the winning team, no? You don't want to be on the losing side. So we don't makabel geirim because you can't trust his motives. When we worry that the geirus is not 100% l'shem shemayim, he's doing it because of pachad, he's doing it because it's going to be geshmak, as we don't makabel geirim, we're not makabeling them. It has to be kulu kulu, whatever Hashem throws at me, I'm on board. I'm not coming because it's going to be kef, I'm not coming because I can get a good shidduch. I'm not coming, I'm coming because I want to be a geir. That's the problem with a lot of our geirus today. That's not posh. That's what I said. As im a goy nitna haschut litkayer, if a goy is given the merit to mitkayer, as vada shanu bnei Yisrael yecholim litkayer. It's not a magaya. What is a magaya? Jewish ready? Yes, really. So we know that we dealt with this at length. I keep going back to them, but we dealt with it at length in Chelek Aleph, where we dealt with Avram Avinu and Noach, that Avram was magaya and Noach wasn't. Not in being Magaya halachiki, being Magaya in Machshava, what it means to be Magaya when you're Jewish already. That's the subject. So let's see what it is. But Pirush Adova Lenyanenu, for our purposes, what does that mean, you Magaya? Hainu lachnis lavoidus Hashem lo amanas shev kodosh boruch yisharetuti. I'm mekabeling on myself, avoidus Hashem, not because I want Hashem to serve me, not what I'm going to get out of this, not what I want. Oh, it's going to be the body. He wants to mix. Hashem gives you this, and gives you this. You're going to get this reward, and that's no. I'm going to have a gavaldi for you, and Hashem's going to keep all the tzoros from me. No. Hakabolus ol malchus shamayim sheli tiye bo'ifen shel b'chol mo'edecho. What's b'chol moed decho? We say three times a day, at least twice a day, at least once a day, whatever. B'chol moed decho, we normally understand, is with all your possessions. All your money. So you spend more on the chickens because the kosher chickens are more expensive and you get a better look on. All your money, that's what it means, yeah? So that's not really what it means. And that's the easy part. What, being Jewish is expensive. There's a Pesach and there's a Shabbos every week. Yes, sir. And b'chol modecho, so okay, b'chol Hashem, b'chol modecho, so you know, I buy a bottle of wine for Shabbos, even though it's 27 shekels, and you spend money for wine, and you know how expensive it is, and oh, that's b'chol modecho, it's a long b'chol modecho. Chazal said that, it's a Chaldan said that, that's what b'chol modecho. What's b'chol modecho, anybody remember? What does Chazal say? Watch the, I didn't ask you where it was, I asked you what it said. Watch the words. It's a massive play on words. B'chol mo'oidecha, b'chol mida u'mida shehu mo'oided lecho, havi mo'oide lo b'mo'oid mo'oid. Mida, mida, mo'oided, mo'oide, mo'oid, mo'oid. Six out of the 12 words are based on the word mo'oidecha. B'chol mida u'mida, with every measure that Hashem measures you, with every test that Hashem tests you with, you will say thank you very, very much. That's b'chol moedel. B'chol mido mido shu moedet l'cho have a moedelo b'moed moed. You have to say thank you for all the troubles. That's b'chol moedel. Besides the fact that you have to buy a kosher chicken and it costs a fortune. Matzah, what matzah costs? Expensive being Jewish. Jewish education? Oh. You can afford Jewish education. It's a bit of Israel. If you live in America, what's it today? $2,000 a month for kids. What's going up? It used to be $1,000, $2,000. That's just the school. And so that all the, I'm saying, you have to, there's no shy. There's no shy.
$25,000 per year in SEM.
$25,000 in SEM. Correct. $2,000 a month. That's per kid, per sentence. I'm just saying. So that's B'chol Moedecho. But there's another aspect to B'chol Moedecho, which the money's part of that, obviously. It's also the story. Everything that Hashem does, everything that's happening to a person, it's bemidah, well designed, perfectly for what you need, and it's good for you. And if we have to say thank you very much. Zuhu be'etzem kabbalos ha'malchus shemayim ko Avraham Avinu shaya av legeirim. That's kabbalos ha'malchus shemayim that Avraham Avinu taught us, because he was the father of geirim. Shenichnas, he wasn't a bal teshuva. Avraham Avinu was a goy. Our fathers were Baal Avodah Zorah. Avraham Avinu himself was a Baal Avodah Zorah at some point of his life. According to the Shita that he found Hashem when he was 3, not so much, but when the Shita he was 48 or 48 years, he was a Baal Avodah Zorah. He was a ger. He was Nichnas, Tachas, Kanfesh, he never kept a lot more, Malkus Shemaim, Lamarot Shegedesh, Shum Toed. The minute he decided to Magaya, he had to deal with Nimrod. His father took him to Nimrod. It wasn't just Nimrod, his father shipped him off to Nimrod. That's a Gavaldik Shtikul Gor, that's a Yalkut, I think, yeah? No, it's the Rashi there on Choron, Avram's brother Choron. He died Mipnei Oviv. That's what he means on his father's face, but that's not what it means. Either it means in the life of his father, what's the Kiddush? Because he was the first person to die while his father was alive. Because that's unnatural. Parents bearing children is unnatural. Children are supposed to bury parents, not the other way around. The father Torah makes a deal out of it. Or the other pshat is because of his father. He died because of his father. What's pshat? So you know the story. Terach went off to a rock conference. Terach was a designer of religions. He made up on his origin, whatever. We asked him how he was. He said, thank God. Baruch Hashem. So he'd gone off to some kind of a God conference and he left Avraham in charge of the store. So what did Avraham do? You know, he took a hammer and he grossed all, smashed all the psalim, all the Vodazoras, put a hammer in the biggest one. His father came and said, what happened here? He said, Abba, you don't know what happened. The guy started arguing, I'm the best, I'm the biggest, I'm the best, I'm in charge. And the big guy came out and said, yeah, I'm the best. And smashed all the psalim. So he said, we talk about nonsense. These things can't move, they can't do anything, they can't. He said, so why do you dive into them? And what do you do when your child asks you a difficult religious question? You send him to the evil King Nimrod. Today they send you to a psychologist. It's exactly the same thing. To a large extent. So they drag him up to the mountain there to Nimrod's castle. Now Nimrod worshipped fire. It was his God. So Nimrod says to Avram, Terach explains to Nimrod what had happened. So Nimrod says to Avram, kid, why can't you be like anybody else? Right? It's also today quite a standard. Yeah, why don't you be like everybody else? Why do you have to be different? So Avram says, well, I'd like to be like you guys, but I just don't understand. Like there's so many gods, I don't know which one to choose from. It's a midrash I'm telling you. I don't like the story. So Nimrod says to him, well, why did you worship fire like me? So he says, why do you worship fire? Because it's the most powerful thing in the world and it burns and it destroys and it puts up everything. So he says, fire is the most strongest thing in the world. So why don't you worship water? Water can put out fire. So Nimrod says, Tuck, I never thought of that. That's a very good idea. Okay, everybody. From now on, you're worshiping water. So he says, you're worshiping water? Why worship water? Worship the clouds then, because the clouds make water. So if water can put out fire, and the clouds can make water, then the clouds are the most powerful thing in the world. All right, fine, have it your own way, we'll worship water. Why don't you worship the wind? He says, listen, kid, I know where you're going with this. It's really back to fire. It's a good Shanesh. That's what happened. What happened? Everyone walked out of the Kiv Shanesh. Before Nimrod threw Avram into the Kiv Shanesh, Horan said to himself, this is a Hasidic story. And how do you know it's a Hasidic story? Because Choron had a thought and everybody knows what he thought. He was alone in the room and everybody knows what happened. So Choron was a Hasid. Okay? That I heard from David Olofsky. When he told us over, he put that stick in the Hasidic Mesa. Choron, the Midrash says, what did Choron think? He says to himself like this. If Avraham Avinu comes out of the fire intact, I'm with Avraham Avinu. And if not, I'm with Nimrod. They throw Avram into the fire. Avram comes out of the fire intact. Nimrod says to Choron, and what about you? He says, I'm in Avram Avinu. They throw him in the fire and he gets completely fed. That's Mipnei Ovid. This is why we took him off to Nimrod. Why I'm not going into what happened, can I think about Zillow and say Akshav? But that's the bottom line. Avraham Avinu was involved in Avodah Zarah until he realized the truth. When he did, he was makabel on himself. They're going to be ready for after him. You want to go off to the true God? Nimrod's going to go after you. You're not going to have a pleasant time. It's going to be very difficult for you. We have to understand why Nimrod wasn't ready to have Shem Vayim. Fascinating discussion we have to discuss. It's one of the most amazing sharing you'll ever hear. And it's the root of what it means to be Jewish. I can give you a few places where you can get it. Access that to a few places. We've spoken about it here a lot also. Okay, yeah, that's another discussion. Avraham Avinu was coming out of the Kibshanesh. Avraham Avinu was getting thrown to the Kibshanesh. He knows he's coming out of there. He thought that he's giving up his life for the truth, for Hashem. And he's naked. What's Avraham? Avraham means it was the Ava one side and the rest of the world's on that side. He stood alone. If you want a proof that the whole world could be wrong, Avraham Avinu is your proof. You know what they say? The whole world can't be wrong. Hey, they can. Avraham Avinu taught us that.
When he would come out the Kibshan Nation.
He came out the Kibshan. He didn't know he was coming out the Kibshan Nation.
There would have been a surprise.
For who? Yes, he would have been surprised. Yeah, I'm like, wow. I'll throw you into a 2000 centigrade furnace and you come out unscathed. You would go, oh, okay. You know, normal day at work. You know, nothing special about it. I assume he was like, wow. But when again, it's hard for me to know what Avraham Avinu was thinking. I guess he was a bit surprised. Imunah doesn't mean that you're going to come out of the Kibshanesh. Imunah just means that whatever happens is good. It means if you get frazzled, that was good. If you don't get frazzled, they're gone for. Imunah, if he knew he was coming out of the Kibshanesh, it wouldn't be a big test, would it have been? If he knew he was coming back from the Akkadu with Yitzhak, that wouldn't have been a big test either. He actually thought he was coming back alone. He went into the Kibshanesh knowing that game over. When somebody throws you into a 2000 Fahrenheit furnace, you're not expecting to be home for supper. You let your wife know you're going to be late. The least you can do.
No pun intended.
Yep. So yeah. And then what did he say? I thought PK. By the way, Noach held it was also to do such a thing. That's why he didn't do it. Noach was no slouch. Noach risked his life for 100 and how long was he holding the table for? 120 years, he risked his life day in and day out to build the table. Never stopped because Hashem told him to do it. But Hashem never told you to jump into the fire. It's awesome. Yarog val yavo. Yarog val yavo ba ben Noach. There's no Yarog val yavo ba ben Noach. We'll see. Okay, that's we've got to learn the Sugya 9 in Sanhedrin. We'll get into that. I'm not going into that. But Noach held it's awesome. You know, give up your life. Avraham Avinu held for certain things. You have to give up your life. Anyway, that's another discussion. But that's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the ger. Why? Because then I don't care. I don't care if they're going to rodef me. I don't know what like you say to the ger. Yet today she is of his man as they dive in the chufim, schufim, umutolfim, the yisurim bo'amaleim. That's what a Jew has to look up with himself. So when it happens and they throw you into the fire, that was part of the deal. That was wired into the system. That there's going to be difficulties as a yet. That's Makabal Umalku Shemaim Bechol Modecha, Bechol Nafshecho, Bechol Levovcho, Bechol Me'oidecho. Yep. That's the Geirus Anidreshes Mi'imami. That's the Geirus that we are required to do on a daily basis. Okay, we're going to this more.
Just go with the money.
Just go with the. Just you have to.